We had our staff Halloween party yesterday. Maybe you're raising your eyebrows and saying, on a Tuesday, Yeah, we all kind of were.
Well, we had a big meeting, so it made sense that we would do a lunch and a costume party at the same time.
Yeah, it's rare that we're all on the same floor at the same time, and because of the meeting yesterday, we were. So, hence the party on a Tuesday in the middle of the afternoon.
Kind of a dud. I have to say, it was kind of a dud.
I was bummed because it was an Italian theme, so we made a big Italian feast.
Food was fine. Food was good.
As far as costumes, we were supposed to go in costume yesterday. Some of us did. Some of us didn't. Tammy, last minute or not, I know it was the best costume of the day.
I decided to dress up like our chief engineer, who kind of grumps around a lot, and we poke at him for that. But I was really actually disappointed with how few people dressed up. I chatted with one of our coworkers about it. A little disappointed because you usually come dressed, and you wore no costume today.
I didn't. And you know why? I have absolutely no excuse except I was completely lazy, and I couldn't think of anything I wanted to be.
Yeah, well, we got the Flash.
Yeah.
We got John, what would you say the official title is of your costume?
I'm hoping for creepy AF.
Oh, we have someone dressed as the Mandalorian.
The best costume is Tammy dressed up as our chief engineer, and it's hysterical.
Hey, JR. Can I ask you a question real quick?
Yes, ma'am.
Because I dressed as you this year for Halloween.
You did a wonderful job.
I just wanted to make sure that I didn't offend you.
No, but you have to be a little crankier.
I'll practice my crankiness. I love that I can be cranky.
Oh, yeah.
I got no problem with Dawn not wearing a costume. She made a great salad, so she made up for it.
That was good.
But I got to narc somebody out, Tammy. I'm not going to say their name.
Okay.
But on the show here in the past, we, mostly you, have talked about our frustration with people not doing their dishes in our company kitchen. I'm doing my dishes. I had a couple of crock pots. I wanted to clean them out so I could take them home with me. This person comes up, looks around the sink, looks around the dishwasher, and says, well, if this dishwasher is clean, I'm not emptying it, and I'm not doing my dishes. And I'm like, oh, okay, washing my dishes, minding my own business. This person goes on to say, after all, I have a nap to get to. Opens the dishwasher, sees that it's clean, puts the dishes in the sink, again says out loud, after all, I have a nap to get to, as if justifying it to, I don't know who, herself? I'm sorry, themselves? And and walks away.
I heard that person make that statement.
Oh, you did?
So I know who it is.
Did you recoil in horror? like a tremendous disturbance in the force was happening?
Yes.
So I get all my stuff. I had a lot of stuff with me at work. I had to make multiple trips up and down the elevator to load the stuff into my car. 20 minutes later, I'm ready to go home. This person's sitting at a table still talking to coworkers.
Oh, really? Did you say something?
I didn't say a word.
How's that nap going? Chatty?
Could have washed your dishes. Our office can't be the only office that has this issue, right?
No,
I mean, everybody's got people that just are lazy and expect other people to do their work for them.
Anytime we've posted on social media about it, we have people who share our pain.
Well, I hope your Halloween party was more festive than ours. The food was great. It was great hanging out with people. But the lack of participation when it came to costumes, especially because this guy finally put some effort into a costume.
I know. You did a lot of work on yours.
Second year in a row. I felt like the biggest jerk in the world. Like, nobody else is dressed up. I felt like I was being punked.
That shouldn't make you feel like a jerk. It should make you say, you know what, I participated, the rest of them are jerks. No, because you and I were full on costume. Then we had two people who had the purchase costumes, the Mandalorian and the Flash, and then everybody else would be like a headband that had ears on it, or
something they clearly grabbed from their trunk. What do I got here? I got a jack. Oh, I'm a mechanic. No, you're not. You were in your trunk like 2 seconds ago.
Anyway,
the food
was good, though.
The food was great. All right, coming up next, two questions. Why would Timothy Chalamet show up at his own lookalike contest in New York? And second question, why do I want to punch Timothy Chalamet in the face? I got no reason why. I'm not a violent person.
I know.
I don't condone that whatsoever. And yet he's just got such a punchable face. Anyway, Mr. Chalamet is coming up in Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. And that's coming up next with John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.